I want to start out with some scriptures today. I want you to realize what causes sickness. You know, I was an engineer and an airline pilot and an airline engineer and everything else. And anytime anything went wrong with an airplane, I wanted to know why that it failed. If something failed on an airplane, I wanted to know why it failed. You know, anytime anything fails, there's always a problem. You know that? If it's working, there's not a problem. And that's exactly the way we are as Christians. If we're in good health and everything's going good, we must be pleasing the King. But if all of a sudden we start coming down with sickness and disease, we've come to just believe that's just a part of life. Some people just get sick. Well, if that only happened to 80 or 90 or 100-year-old people, and it happened to every 80 or 90-year-old person, and it never happened to anybody when they were young, then I might agree with you that age is what causes sickness. But that ain't the way it works. Do y'all know any 5-year-old children that have died with cancer lately? I do. In fact, I was watching the news last night, and it was a little bitty 5-year-old boy. They took the whole top of his head off. You could see all the scars where they'd opened up his head and took the cancer out, and they said they wasn't going to be able to fix it. Chemo and radiation was not responding to his brain. There's something broke somewhere. You know that? Why does that little 5-year-old have sickness of tumors in his brain when the average child does not have tumors in his brain? There is something that causes that. Now, there is a scripture in Proverbs 26:2 I want you to see. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an unfair curse will not land on its intended victim. Put that up there on the King James. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. In other words, without a cause. When I read that one day, I thought, without a cause, no curse can come upon me. Well, then I thought, what is a curse? Well, let me go back to Deuteronomy 28 and start with verse 15. But let's just go back and look and see if we can figure out what a curse is. Verse 15 says, but it shall come to pass. In other words, just exactly like verse 1, in verse 1, he's talking about good things. It shall come to pass. In other words, let's say that you went to work for me and I was just a businessman, and you come in and you went to work for me, and I said, it shall come to pass. You work for me for 1 week, I will pay you $500. Okay, if you're willing to work for $500 a week, you say, I take the job. Okay, then if I say it shall come to pass at the end of the week, you're going to expect me to show up with a paycheck for $500, right? Absolutely. And if I'm a man of integrity, I'm going to do that. Well, God is a man of integrity. And when he says something, he means it. But he says in verse 15, but it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Okay, now then we're going to find out what a curse is. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Now, so it makes no difference if you live in town or in the country, you're going to be cursed. Is that what it says? Now, what's going to cause this? Disobedience, right? Now, if we do not obey the commands of the Lord, these curses are going to come upon us. Verse 17 and 18, now we'll go a couple more. Cursed shall you be in your basket and your store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. What is that? Your children. In other words, this is a problem where people really have a problem. Christian people in the church have a real problem believing that God would afflict your children because of your sin. But what did he say? Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. In other words, I'm going to afflict your children with a curse if you do not obey me. I'm telling you, when I learned this, I had children, brand new baby girl and a boy, when I learned about the curses and I found out that my sin could be passed to my children, it changed the way I done business. You know that? If I thought for a minute my sin could make my child sick or afflict them, just like that little child I saw on the news last night, they had some kind of a special deal for this little tiny 5 or 6-year-old boy that had cancer and he ain't getting well. Let me give you an example of some few things I've seen happen. I remember one day when I was still in the workforce down here at DFW Airport, there was a grandmother came to me and said, Thurman, My grandson is 15 years old, and he is in Cook's Medical Center with terminal cancer. Would you go over there and pray for him? I said, of course. I will go over this afternoon after work, and I will pray for the boy. I said, is the mother and dad over there? She said, well, my son probably will be there, but I don't think his wife will be there. I said, is there a problem? And she said, yes. I said, okay. So I go over there. When I get there, the little 15-year-old boy, I asked the doctor, I said, what kind of shape is he in? He said, he's probably not going to make it. 15? At 15, what kind of shape are you supposed to be in? Supposed to be healthy. Supposed to be young. You know, you're supposed to be able to do anything. At 15? He's supposed to be in good health. So I asked the man, I says, you are the father of this child? He said, yes. I said, well, if your child is in that kind of critical condition, where is your wife? He said, well, we kind of had a little problem, and we're not getting along real well. And I said, so one of you or both of you have an unforgiveness toward each other. He said, yes, we do. And said, we're not doing very well at all. I said, you are a Christian, aren't you? He said, oh, yes, yes, I'm a Christian. I said, you go to church? He said, yes. I said, what would you say that since you're a disobedient son of God, God has afflicted your child with cancer? He's put upon your son because of your and your wife's unforgiveness toward each other. He said, I never heard of such a thing in my life. I said, this is a curse from God. He said right there, cursed shall be the fruit of your body. If you go to the New Testament, when some people say that's Old Testament, well, you can go to the New Testament in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 35, which we're not going to read that yet, but we will before the day's over. The Lord says, if you do not forgive everybody from your heart, that you will have to pay the consequences, your wife will have to pay the consequences, your children will have to pay the consequences, and everything that you own will pay the consequences if you do not forgive everybody from your heart. I said, so let me tell you, sir, that's why your 15-year-old son is laying there under a curse from God because of your disobedience to not forgive you and your wife. I said, now then, it's up to you. Do you want your son to live or die? He said, well, sir, I want him to live. I said, well, then you got to do it God's way. I said, God is a merciful God. I said, if you will forgive your wife and your wife will forgive you, I said, can you call her and she come down here? He said, well, I don't know if she will or not. I said, well, call her and let's see. So he told her that he really needed her come down. And so she came down and I got with him and I said, you know, you two have got into an unforgiveness toward each other, and the Lord has stricken your child with this cancer because of your stupidity. She said, you're trying to tell me that God has struck my child because of my disobedience? I said, I'm telling you, honey, that's exactly what I'm telling you. I said, it's written in God's word. I said, now are you willing to forgive your husband? She said, what if I don't? I said, then your 15-year-old son's going to die. Do you want him to die? She said, no. I said, God said in his word, he has sent a tormenting spirit to torment this boy because you and your husband will not forgive each other. That's written in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. She said, you're telling me if I forgive my husband and me and him make up that you can pray for that boy and God will heal him? I said, guarantee it. Guarantee it. She said, well, I don't want my son to die. I said, then forgive your husband. I said, husband, forgive your wife. They kissed and made up. I said, are you two going to walk in love now? She said, yes. I said, okay. I went over there, started to lay my hand on the child, and a doctor walked in. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm fixing to lay my hand on this child and pray for this child. I'm going to kick this demon out of this child. He said, I just give that child a chemo treatment. Do not lay your hands on that child. I said, okay. What if I lay my hands on the cover that's laying on the child? He said, just don't touch the child. I said, okay. I said, God understands. So I went over and laid my hands on the cover over the 15-year-old. I said, devil, you've now lost this boy. I said, I have power over you. Mom and dad have made up. I command you to come out of this boy and to never enter him again as long as there's no sin involved between mother and dad. I said, thank you, Father, it's done in Jesus' name. I said, I guarantee the Lord will heal your son. And the next day, that boy went home from the hospital well. The next day, with no cancer in his life. Do you think God means business? Yes, he means business. Now, let me show you something here as we go down here a little further. Let's go on down to about verse 25. Let's go down. He talks about all kinds of curses But let's list some of these curses and what they are. Now, this is God's word. And the Lord, who? It didn't say the devil, did it? It says, and the Lord shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them, and you shall flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth. And your carcasses shall be meat unto all the fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. Verse 27 and 28. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt. Who's going to do this? The Lord will smite you with the botch of Egypt and with the hemorrhoids. Who's going to put hemorrhoids on you? I mean, it's written. I didn't write the book, folks. Does your Bible read the same thing as mine does? Okay, so then who's doing this? The Lord God will smite you with the botch of Egypt and with the hemorrhoids and with the scab and with the itch whereof you cannot be healed. Wow, that's curses. I don't like those, do you? And who is going to do this to you? Why? Disobedience. If you obey His word, He will bless you. If you disobey, He's going to curse you with a curse. And the Lord shall smite you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Who's going to do that? Is the Lord there, the devil? No, it's not. It's two different people, right? God's one and the devil's another, right? Well, in this one here, is He talking about using the devil? No, not at all. It says the Lord will do this. The Lord will do this. So, if the Lord is the one, how many of y'all see that? Does everybody see that the Lord, is it your Bible written just like mine? So who is it out there that you and me need to make happy? Oh, do we have to worry about the devil? No, you don't have to worry about going around. I used to go around and fight the devil. I used to go through deliverances with people for hours and sometimes all day long. And demons would spit on me and curse me and get mean to me and hit me and spit in my face and everything else. And I'm wondering, why can I not get these devils out? I didn't know that God sent the devil to those people until one day. One day, I was trying to cast a demon out of a woman. She had a problem with her back. She had all kinds of problems, and a Baptist preacher, he asked me to come down and minister to this woman. Well, I went down there, and of course I got there, and this woman didn't want to talk to me. She didn't want to see me.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Our Goal is Not to Sin Again, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.